This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Debbie. First off, I wanted to thank you for playing my story, which was the Mimicking Ghost, back a few months ago. It was pretty cool listening to myself on the podcast and brought back a lot of memories. And I hope that everybody that listened to it enjoyed it. But I thought I would give a call back and share another story like I had promised. This time it's going to be a Ouija board story, which tends to be my favorite that you play. And I figured, well, since I have an experience, I might as well share what happened to me since. So back in 1998, when I was 17, a pretty big group of us, I would say probably around, 15 friends, including my cousin, we had gone to this cemetery that is pretty well known in our community. It's just visually stunning. It's up on a hill. It looks like something you would see in the classic horror movie. However, driving through it, it's not a very good, it doesn't have a very good feeling to it. So of course, of all places to try out the Ouija board for the very first time, mind you, we all decided we would try that place. And we went there probably around 11 o'clock at night or so. We wanted to play it safe. It's like, they're quiet. We're from a quiet town, so we just wanted to make sure that there weren't going to be many people on the road. And since there are houses relatively close, we wanted to just make sure everybody was pretty much tucked in for the night, considering the size of our group that was going. So since it's up on a hill, we had to find a place where we could sit where there was relatively flat ground so that the planchette wouldn't move due to the elevation of where we were sitting. So we found this one row of headstones that was closer to where cars could drive through. So it was flat enough, and we just kind of started there. Since I was one of the people that came up with the idea, they decided that I should have my hands on the planchette along with two other friends of ours. We didn't want too many people sitting in a circle. The environment is not conducive to all of us having our hands on it. And B, you know, we had some jokesters in our group of friends, so we wanted to just keep it as simple as possible and go from there. So we sat down, and I remember I sat down with my back up against a gravestone, which in retrospect, I think back now, and I would never do that because I wouldn't want to disrespect those that have been laid to rest there or the families of those who have been laid to rest there. But as a dumb teenager, you don't think about those things. And then there was a friend to my right and to my left. So we each put just one finger on the planchette and started asking the typical questions, such as, is anybody here? If so, what's your name? And what have you. So for the first 5 or 10 minutes, nothing really happened. The planchette was moving, but there was no words coming out of it. It wasn't spelling anything. It was just kind of moving erratically. And just as we were about to call it a night and give up, it kept going to the word yes. But there was no question really to go along with that. So we again asked, okay, is someone here? And it said yes. And we asked, are you a boy or a girl? And it went, spelled out boy. And I asked what his name was, and he didn't respond to that for the first couple times I asked him. So instead of asking his name, I asked him, how old are you? And he went to 7 years old. And again, at this point, there was, out of our group, only one of our friends had like a little flashlight attached to his keychain. And the rest of us, being that we were smokers, a lot of us had our lighters. So the light situation was not very good. But we made it work. We just wanted to have the Ouija board illuminated so we could make out what it was saying, or spelling, rather. Finally, after asking 5 or 6 times, it finally agreed to spell its name, and it spelled out Oscar. And we tried asking Oscar how he had passed away and did not get a response. And at that time, my cousin, who was a troublemaker then and is still a troublemaker now, just to be different and just to be try to act tougher than what he was, he brought a drink with him, and when he was finished drinking, he threw his bottle, he just threw it, and it went rolling down the hill. Now, I had gotten really angry because I just, you know, A, littering is annoying, and B, to desecrate a resting place is just angersome. Anyway, so it started because everybody was talking and everybody was just in shock about it actually working, the Ouija board working. A lot of us were hyped up, and so at that point, the more hyped up the group got, the more erratic the planchette would move. And those of us who had our fingers on the planchette, we were getting uncomfortable. I took that as a sign that it was getting agitated. So we kind of just decided as a big group, let's call it a night and get going before the cops arrive. And we said goodbye to Oscar and wished him well and thanked him for speaking with us. And I also had a hesitation growing up, of course, listening to my family saying, don't ever play with Ouija boards. And if you do, which I'm assuming they knew I was going to at some point, to make sure you close the circle, or however people put it. And one of my friend Mike, he was one of the guys that had his finger on the planchette, he just said, hey, why don't you turn around and just let's check out the grave that you were sitting on with your back to. So he flicked his lighter, and sure enough, it was Oscar, and he had died when he was 7 years old. And so once my friend and I realized, like, it sunk in that that was the scenario, then it became total fear that we felt. I think the fear was that A, it was conscious enough to give accurate answers. It was something there that was aware of where we were, of the fact that I was sitting on with my back to the headstone of a boy named Oscar who died at that same age that the spirit had said. So then we went from, okay, getting up and getting ready to go back to our cars to freaking out and running to our cars. And then, as we were all piling up in the cars, we heard what sounded like glass on the pavement where the cars were parked. And sure enough, the bottle that my cousin had thrown downhill was now somehow up right near the tire of the car. And that was our moment where we were like, okay, this thing wants us to get out of here and to take our trash with us. Needless to say, the whole entire group of friends ended up sleeping at my house that night because we were all too scared to go our separate ways. So I just thought I would share that story. I hope you enjoy it, and Hopefully you play it. If not, I was happy to share it anyway. Thanks for the podcast. I look forward to listening to many more, and have a great night.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.